Aircheckdownloads.com. Barrett, Debris, Cardiff.
On 105 to 106 FM, a Guardian Media Group station. This is Real Radio.
It's 2 o'clock. This is Rachel Coulthurst. New hope for a change in the law after no one's brought to account over a South Wales worker's death. John Wynne was killed at the Royal Mint in Llantrisant when a 6-ton furnace fell on him. Health and Safety made damning comments about the incident, but no prosecution will take place because of an old law which excludes incidents on royal land. The Wynne's solicitor is Catherine Davis.
There won't be a criminal prosecution because the Crown's immune, and a civil claim is brought, which we're already pursuing on the family's behalf, but in fact these matters very rarely proceed to a trial, so it's actually very unlikely in these circumstances that we'll end up before a judge.
Police in Florida have arrested three people and detonated a package in a terror alert. The group was stopped after a woman reported overhearing a suspicious conversation in a restaurant. 10 families have had to be evacuated from their homes in Swansea after a massive fire ripped through a deserted building. Officers are still trying to make the old Argyle Chapel on St Helens Road safe. It's surrounded by terraced homes. The blaze is now being treated as suspicious. These people who were evacuated this morning say it was huge.
When you get up and you see all the reflections of the flames on the walls, it was quite scary.
The whole roof was on fire, and I literally thought all these houses were going to set on fire because, you know, it's so close to the church that's going to fall down.
Burnt down as well, it's that like fireworks display. And oh, it is frightening.
Was it like a fireball, orange fireball, and the bangs just go in.
Claims from a South Wales family that a childhood vaccine made their daughter disabled. Sara Yendall from Tontigg got severe epilepsy hours after being given her combined diphtheria, tetanus and whooping cough jab as a six-month-old baby. Now she needs 24-hour care. Her dad, Phil, is one of 120 parents across the UK suing the makers, SmithKline Beecham, who deny there's any link.
We felt after the first jab there was something wrong. She was actually put in contact with a paediatrician at the hospital who seemed to put our minds at rest and told us to go ahead with a second injection because he felt that what the symptoms that Sarah was getting was just perfectly normal for a child of her age. But as it was, it wasn't. She was actually getting little fits. And of course, when she had the second injection, that was it. Bang, wallop.
It's believed computers are now being examined by police investigating claims against two officers on the Holly and Jessica case. They're being questioned over allegations of incitement to distribute child pornography. It's not connected to the murder inquiry. The ex-bodyguard to Cardiff City boss Sam Hammond, arrested after a brawl the night of a Welsh international, is claiming he was trying to stop a fight. 38-year-old Neil McNamara from Caerphilly has been released without charge by police in Helsinki following the match against Finland. He was jailed for 6 months in May this year for possession of a CS gas canister and handling stolen goods. And another partygoer has told an inquest into the death of a man found floating in Michael Barrymore's pool that the star offered him cocaine. James Flutters told the court that Star offered him white powder, which he had on his finger. The entertainers refused to answer questions about the allegations yesterday. He's denied giving Lubbock ecstasy tablets. That's the latest from the Real News Centre. Another update at 3 o'clock.
Aircheckdownloads.com.